What is up, my podcast family? Welcome back to another episode of Knowing is Knowing. I'm your host, Rashad Young, and as always, I appreciate you all tuning in to a brand new episode. If it's your first time checking me out, man, I appreciate you coming in. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, listen to this on your favorite audio platform. I appreciate it. Knowing and Knowing is a podcast that is dedicated to enlightenment through conversations, interviews, and things that I feel like that are important in the world for us to grow as people. And so I appreciate it. I really do. I want to extend upon the second part of Living an Ultimate Life, part two. Not too long of an episode today, but I think it's something that we all can find and grasp and remember throughout your week, and things that I feel like is important throughout the days that go on. And, you know, recently I've been thinking, I was thinking about how influential social media is when it comes to our thoughts on finding a sense of normalcy in this life. And it's really interesting to know how impactful these 5, 10-second, 30-second, 2-minute moments that we see on a daily basis impacts the way that we think about ourselves. And, you know, it's really interesting, even the small nuances of how sounds that are synonymous with these infamous clips that go viral every day are kind of like the time markers on how we view our life. You know, I think it's crazy how much content influences our day-to-day experiences. For example, the simple nuances of everyday simple tasks, like going to Target, being stuck in traffic, getting food with friends. It almost feels like if we don't have a sound or a clip attached to it, then we feel like we aren't living to our fullest potential. We're living in a state of happiness to which these 5 to 10 second clips are showing us, and not recognizing the immense hours of editing that is kind of required in some of these clips to be so flawless. And it isn't a knock on people who make these clips at all, but I think it is something for us to remember that these small clips have nothing to do with the overall arching theme of life. And I think that as we have expanded in this state of humanity, as we've grown, we're forgetting the actual essence of living life is through just experiencing things as they are. And I've said that many times before, but I really think that is something that I want us to remember, is that the ultimate key to being, I think, successful in our own life is navigating to the things that are in front of us and being flexible, being adaptable, not seeping in the thoughts of what is right now determining the ultimate next steps in our reality, because that isn't always the case. I say that with like all due respect, because I feel like I find myself in that web of comparison all the time, where you're seeing these clips and you're forgetting little of that person's day is actually being shown. And again, that's the whole point of social media. Again, it's a highlight reel. It's to show the highlights of what it is and how you want people to see your life. And we don't really go into the full depths of people actually talking about what they're experiencing on a day-to-day. Because if that was the case, then so many people on social media would not express their anxieties, their depressions, their uncertainties, their doubts, their worries. Again, we're all in this space together. This whole thing, it's a game. And I'm not trying to go on this weird tangent of saying that I think the world's a simulation. That is up to you and your own thoughts and how you feel about that. I'm not here to judge anybody on those thoughts, but I think it's important to remember how much our life has been advanced through the eyes of technology, that we are forgetting that the simple essence of life is to experience it and to be adaptable and to be strong within ourselves. You know, as kids growing up, a lot of us were just so happy with just the simple nuances, waking up on a Saturday morning, watching cartoons, or eating your favorite breakfast cereal, or spending time with friends until the sun went down. We have forgotten that essence of just simply being happy with the present moment, accepting things as they are. Now, I get it. I understand that in today's time, with the economy, with the things that I think we were not told that would affect us later in life, like crippling debt, diplomas that aren't necessarily guaranteeing job security, the nuances of dating people and what comes with that, especially within our time and generation, those things weren't explained to us as we were kids. But I think the one thing that the youth always have over adults is that they just take everything in stride. Everything doesn't hold weight as it's going to be the end of the world, because there's the truth that life goes on. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on, life goes on. And at that present moment, you have ultimate choice to decide how you're going to respond to the things that are coming to you. I have a theory that if you're in a pit, you can allow yourself to stay stuck in that pit with the things that you think and the things you believe with those thoughts, or you can find a way to find a silver lining in it. Now, again, I understand that everything isn't going to have a silver lining in it right away. There's so many things that we experience in life, and the ultimate root of our life is centered in suffering, which I think we all forget. That it's very easy for me to say that and not be in the shoes of that person, that perspective. So I never want to minimize that, but I think it is something that we have to remember, that how we view things also will determine how we experience this life, because there's something that's happening every single second on the day, rather it's affecting you, affecting the people around you. Something is happening and somebody is experiencing a new form of suffering. That is unavoidable. We will all have an experience of suffering that is beyond our imagination. I wish I had a book on that, but I don't. It doesn't matter what you believe in, because suffering is a part of the human experience and you cannot avoid it. It's nothing that we can do. It's only how we look at it and how we respond to it. I think that determines the next steps and how we move forward in life. It's similar to like when people deal with stages of grief, and not just grief in the losing a loved one. Again, it could be a bad relationship. It could be a laid off from a job. It's something that you recognize that will always continuously happen in different ways. And each time it happens, you try to find a new way to deal with it differently and find the tools to encourage yourself moving forward. Because every day that you're presented with an opportunity to live, to breathe, you have an opportunity to still make a difference in this world. And that's what it's all about. That is what I think we have to remember in this essence of life, is that we have a reason for being here. We have a reason for making somebody else's life better along with our own. And like seeing what we can do within ourselves, but also how many people we can affect along the way. Because at the end of the day, we can't take anything with us. There's nothing we can do about that. But the impact and the lives that we can affect along the way says a lot about us and the reason for what we are here for. That is the ultimate purpose. That is the ultimate life, is remembering you're doing this beyond yourself. This is bigger than just you. This is bigger than what we will ever accumulate as individuals alone. And if that's the case, we can take everything with us. The world will look a little different. The economy will look totally different. That's another conversation for another day. But I just want you to remember that as you're going through this week, two things. You're important, and your impact is always going to make some sort of mark in this world, regardless of how you feel right now today, regardless of what you're seeing in yourself or how you're feeling about yourself or what you're experiencing. Your story still matters. It will always matter, but you also have to believe that it matters, but not in a sense of being overly narcissistic or overly arrogant, but remembering that you have an impact in this world. Forget the followers. Get the money. Remember, your impact matters more. And all those things come and go. And the second thing is to never lose hope of what goes on. You are the tool to get to the next step. And what you think and what you believe within yourself will determine those next steps. Our minds are powerful. What we believe, what we consume, and what we think will influence our life. It's no different than having faith. If you have faith in something, it is believing in without seeing it. You hold on to that thought and you continue to believe and you watch it manifest, unlock itself into the next state in life. Open the doors within yourself. Open the doors of which you're willing to unlock of that potential that you have. Because potential is just a word with endless meanings, but only we control how far that potential goes within ourselves. Nobody can determine that potential. Only we can determine our potential. God has given us an unlimited amount of potential. Only we can determine if we're willing to unlock it and open it. That's all I got today. I appreciate you all as always. I love you all. I care for you all. I hope you all have a great week and a blessed week. And I'll see you all soon. Till next time.